Allison and I went to the little dinner they had for all the first responders at First Sutherland Springs, and so they gave our church a plaque, and next week maybe we'll have it in the foyer for you so that you can see it, but it says, in recognition of your selfless acts of support and sacrifice for Sutherland Springs Church and community, November 5th, 2017, the day the worst and the best of humanity was put on display to the glory of God. And then Galatians 6:2, carry one another's burdens, and this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So it was really a nice little thing that they did, and that was Friday night. And there were many first responders there that we were able to say thank you to and show our appreciation. So we'll have that in the foyer for you next week so you can see that. Okay, so today's is a great day. We're going to have the supper in a little while, but first we're going to talk a little bit more about what we're starting in our project, our church project, tomorrow. So we've got our countdown sheet coming up here. There we go. We're one day away from starting our 40 days of listening. Many of you, close to 100 of you, have signed up through the questionnaire. Not that you have to, but it just helps us. And you don't have to be a member for this, and you can invite other people on Facebook or whoever, the friends that you know. Obviously, we want as many people as we can listening to the New Testament. But if you go to our webpage under Ministries, you'll see for 40 days, and you'll click on that link, and then it says click here to get started right underneath the first paragraph. So if you haven't gone to the questionnaire yet, please do so and fill out the questionnaire for us. And there is a couple questions here that relate to the group meetings that are part of the project. You don't have to be in the group meetings, though. And so there's a question there that'll say yes or no, whether you want to do that. And the dates, as of yesterday, were in conflict. And so we have it correct now. But the first group meeting date is a week from Wednesday, which is April 18th here at the church. And that'll be at 6:30 in the evening after dinner. We're going to have a group leader meeting next Sunday, so our group leaders will get in touch with all of you to kind of let you know where your room will be, 8, 9 people, something like that, in a group. So some of you, about all 40, 50 of you, 60 of you, something like that, said, yeah, I'd like to be in a group. There'll be a day meeting also. Their first meeting will be a week from Friday at, I think it was 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll make all that plain to you on the website, on the Facebook, and next Sunday in the bulletin as well. But it is correct on the questionnaire. So if you haven't enrolled to do that yet, please do so. One other thing I'd like for you to do is I'd like you, if you are going to be in the group meetings, I'd like you to email Penny@fbcf.org or office@fbcf.org. In fact, just do Penny@fbcf.org and she won't have to look at the other one, and just put GM in the subject line and we'll know that means group meeting, that because we need your email address if you're going to be in the group meeting for the leaders to get in touch with you about the time, the day, and the place. So if you're going to be in a group meeting, email Penny@fbcf.org and we'll be able to capture your email because we may or may not have it, and then we can give your email to your group leader so they can get in touch with you about a week from Wednesday night, which is our first group meeting, and then we'll have two more. The group meetings are a lot of fun. In fact, some of our folks will talk to you about that today. We're going to have some testimony from those who were involved in the project already. So I hope you have considered to do this. If you haven't done so already, you would do so today. In fact, as we close in our message today, I'm going to ask you to make some commitment to the Lord about listening to the New Testament. And that can happen several different ways, and that's part of the reason for that questionnaire. You can do it through your cell phone. And if you are having trouble downloading the app and listening to the New Testament through your cell phone, I'm going to ask you to stay after the service today. So when we get through, just stay. And I'm going to have some other folks here who will help you and walk you through that with your smartphone. And so if you know how to do this and you've already done it, you've been practicing and you feel like you're savvy, stay also in case there's a number of people who need help, because I'm not the person that's going to be able to help them. And we may have some. So stay after the service if you want to do a smartphone for the electronic listening. Also, on the questionnaire was a place for you to designate that you wanted to listen to the do the journal through electronically rather than on paper. And so in the questionnaire, there is a link for you to tag onto so that you can work through your reflection on your smartphone or even in your desktop or your laptop. So the questionnaire is really important. I think that was 40 days of listening. .com. Do I have that right? No. What is it? Thank you, Christy. 40 days of listening.org. Okay, that's the link for the electronic journal if you would like to participate with reflection after you listen. It's like six questions there and just causes you to write down some things. And that's just for you. It's just for you, and it really helps. So that's 40daysoflistening.org. However, about half of you said, no, I'd like to have a paper journal. So Christy put this together for us, and it's got every day for the 40 days for you to reflect upon your listening experience each day. So we've got these. We produced these for you. Christy and Penny did this, and so they're in the foyer in a box on that table where you can also sign up for your family pictures for the directory. So you, after the service, just go by the box, sitting right on the table, pick one of these up, take it with you, and now you've got a physical journal. And this is for you to keep. This is just yours. You're not going to turn these back in to me so I can check your work, okay? So this is just for you. So we really appreciate Christy putting all this together. It's also got the calendar in there, so you can make your checks on each day. You listened today, you reflected today, got a box for each of those. And then also in the electronic journal, when you listen, you'll get like a I think it's a it's either the blue or green. There's a blue or green check that'll come up in that calendar day on the electronic journal if you listened that day. If you reflected that day, then you'll get a blue or green check that'll come up that day for, hey, I reflected as well. So it's really cool. So you get to see how consistent you are. You have a visual of that. That's what I really want you to see, right? I want you to be able to look at the calendar and go, man, one day a week's not very consistent, is it? Right? So I want consistency. So I want checks in those boxes on each of those days. And what's going to happen is you're going to be able to establish a new habit, the habit of engaging the Word of God. Some of you are big readers, so you're an exception to the rule with the rest of us here in the West. So if you want to, you can read, but I want you to read while you listen. In fact, on your smartphone, you can read while you're listening to it. So if you want to do that, that's fine. But if you want to participate by just listening, make sure that you marry your listening experience with something that's going on in your lifestyle right now. Whether that's exercising or driving to work or listening while the kids are taking a nap, or if you want to do it while you're doing your chores each day, But marry it to something that you're already doing and designate that. There's a place in that reflection journal for you to do that. I need you to write down your plan. What is your trigger? What's going to tell me, oh, I'm supposed to be listening now. And I'm supposed to be listening during this routine. And I'm going to reward myself for doing this. Okay? So you want to make sure that you do that. All right. I think that was all my logistics. Okay, yes. Except for our testimony. Okay, so I've got several folks that are going to come up and give a testimony. Terry, can they stand on the floor and do this? We didn't check the mic down there, or would you rather they stand up here?
I think we'll be okay down there. We have any feedback, we'll get up here, I guess.
Okay, who's first? Matter of fact, if you're part of this deal, come on up here and stand up here in the front, okay? Come on up here. Joe, come on up here, all of you. Tiffany, just come on up. And you can stand here while everybody, so they can look at you while somebody else is talking, okay? So each of these people, they went through a lot of scrutiny to get where they were in the project, and they had to make a serious commitment. And they followed through on this commitment. It was exciting for me to see what God did in their lives. So anyway, I wanted you to hear from them about what their experience was like, because for you, a lot of you, it's new, just like it was new to them. It was new to me when I started it, because I'm a reader. You know, I'm not a listener. So listening was a big deal. That was a paradigm shift for me. And so anyway, I wanted you to hear from them. So who's first here? John, Brother John, Taruco. Go ahead, Brother John.
Okay, so it was a pleasure to be part of this activity that I didn't think I would actually gain from. And so opposite Brother Mike, I'm probably more of a listener than I am a reader, although I do a lot of reading in my life. One of the things that I really gained from this is probably a different perspective or a different emphasis on certain words in the Bible that I was reading over. And I may have thought of it one way, but then when I heard it explained to me by a different person or by a theatrical or should I say a dramatized version of it, I heard words that may have not popped out to me while I was reading it. And it kind of changed some of my thoughts and some of my ways of thinking of what that verse was trying to tell me. And by listening to it, I heard a new meaning that was kind of always been there but never came out, and I was able to actually hear the word of God from another perspective that was always there, and it even answered some of my questions that I may have had when I was reading through the Bible. It was a very life learning and very great moment for me to be able to do this. Now I do this every day. As I was driving to work, I drive about an hour from here to San Antonio to my office that I work at, and I would pick that particular time of day to turn it on and listen through it through my Bluetooth of my phone to my car, and I would hear the word of God. One of the things I would always do, and as Brother Mike kind of encouraged, is to kind of provide yourself a small reward. And so my reward to myself as I was actually listening to is I would get to work and I would listen, and then I would stop before I start my day at the office, as I was always being engaged with a lot of different activities. But I was able to reflect on something that I heard. So my reward to myself was to sit and reflect before I started my hectic day, where that day would be like. It was definitely an eye-opening experience, and I encourage each and every one of you guys to give it a good solid try.
Well, John makes me feel really bad because my reward was little chocolate bars, you know. But, you know, I also participated in the project that Mike put together, and the really, Mac Gleason, yeah, and come in about 3 years to the church. But one of the cool things that he did getting us ready for this project was he showed us this video, Shackleton. I don't remember the exact documentary, but it's explorer that took a crew to the Antarctic and kind of explained leadership and the things a leader needs to do to keep his people on track and motivated and stuff. So that was pretty interesting. So it's kind of disappointing we can't do that with everybody, but it worked well. But anyway, the things that we took a survey last year, and I was really embarrassed because it asked how many books you read a year, and mine was like one book a year, you know, and I might have been cheating on that. I just don't like to read at all, and I also considered myself very busy, and I really don't enjoy my hour and 15 minute commute to San Antonio. So this project actually turned out perfect for me because I could listen to it, and I felt like I was doing something useful on my commute rather than just listening to current events, getting frustrated with that, or dealing with traffic, things like that. So it worked out really well for me particularly. I did feel like it was a little bit of cheating because I felt like listening is not as good as reading. For some reason, I felt like that. But then also, Brother Mike explained that, you know, in the old days, before we had printed Bibles and New Testaments, that's how everybody learned, was by listening to these stories. Some of the things I really liked were hearing the correct pronunciation for a lot of the names and the words. You know, I never really knew what they sounded like when I would read it myself. I also, like John said, a better understanding of the context and the situation that's happening when two people are talking or they're explaining something, and you can hear, you know, the tone of voice. You know, you kind of get an idea of who's the bad guy, who's the good guy, stuff like that. You can hear the sounds of the wind and water and people crying and stuff like that. It kind of keeps your attention. Let's see. Yeah, so some tips that I noticed. I needed to change my plan. We had to come up with a plan, and I needed to change it. I was listening, and then I would get to work, and I would have my reward, which was my candy bar. Two things I needed to change about that was, one is I bought a huge bag of these little candy bars, and so instead of just having one throughout the day, I might get two or three. So I might limit the amount of rewards that are available every day. The other thing was I needed to get the reward after I did my reflection, because listening to me was the easy part, but then actually answering some of the questions and things, that was a little bit more difficult because I would get to work and all the busyness would start, and it was a challenge to actually stop and do the reflection on the computer. So then I started making my reward come after that, so that helped a lot. Also, the other really big tip was have a safe way to listen while you're driving. I have a little bit of an older car, and it didn't have all the bells and whistles as far as my phone connecting to the speaker system and stuff like that. So if you can work out a good way to listen while you're driving, if you're going to listen while you drive, be safe about that. But that's about all I have, but it was very, very rewarding.
Good morning. I talk a little louder than the other gentleman. And I'm also a teacher, so yes, I came prepared with all kinds of little script and things. I have huge handwriting, so even though it's 3 pages, it will not take very long, I promise. I'm Tiffany Ward. I was participant number 5 for Brother Mike. So when Brother Mike asked me to give my testimony this morning to my listening to the Bible Project, I was happy to agree. And then after thinking about it for a few hours, I was hesitant to discuss all the details and thoughts that I had when I began my journey. After a few days of praying, I realized that in the church, I am here not because I'm a saint, but because I am a sinner, and that all parts of my experience were important. So last year when Brother Mike passed out the first questionnaire for his project, I read a couple of the questions, and I knew that I would be chosen as a participant. I like to read only nonfiction, but don't do it very much. And as an adult, I had never picked up the Bible. That is difficult to admit, but that's the truth. So I knew I was a good candidate. In my mind, I began to consider all of the events going on in my life as a single mom and working two jobs. How would I ever find the time to do something else? But as quickly as I had that thought, it was gone, and I knew it wasn't about finding time, but it was about making time. I make time in my life for my family and my work and relaxing, but I wasn't making time for God. So I answered the survey as honestly as possible. And during the next week, I got another survey. And then the following week, Brother Mike asked me if I would, in fact, be a participant. At first, getting started in the project was scary. I grew up in the Catholic Church. And so on Sundays, we read out of the Missalette, and that was it. I really didn't know what the Bible said. So I knew that this project was not only important for Brother Mike, but it was also important for my soul. I decided to set a goal of 1 minute a day for the entire 40 days. Sometimes it was only a minute, but that was my goal. So my trigger was turning off my alarm in the morning. The first thing I did was grab my phone and turn it on, and I listened as I got ready for my day. It was life-changing, to say the least. I found that I was excited each morning to find out what was next in the Bible. As a teacher, we love the aha moments for our students. That's when a student has that light bulb of understanding go off in their head. But during this time, I was the student, and I was having aha moments every day of my life. I learned more about the Bible stories that I knew as a kid and how they all related to each other. During the project, I really enjoyed the group meetings, and we were able to talk about what we had read, details that some of us might have missed, or another understanding of a certain passage. At the end of the 40 days, I'm proud to say I reached my goal. I listened to the Bible every day for 40 days. It was an amazing feeling that I had invested into my relationship with Jesus. I had learned what Jesus had accomplished in life, what he did to save me, and who he was as a person. After the project ended, I continued to listen to the New Testament. And a few months later, I reached my other goal. I had listened to the entire New Testament. This project took my relationship with the Lord to a new level, and I am so grateful that the Lord led me to such a meaningful experience. Thank you, guys.
Hello, my name's Harry Pill. David, can you put Matthew 6:33 on? This verse right here was put on my heart. I was in the process of starting a new business. I was like, well, do I have the time to do this? You know, make the commitment. And it was just really strong. And from the time I wrote everything, you know, you were having me do the survey, Brother Mike, I was like, man, I know I'm going to get picked, you know? And so I knew from the start, you know, it narrowed down, and next thing you know, there I am, right? So my thing is that the first thing is, it's but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Okay? So by listening to my mess, you know, listening to the readings and everything, I chose to do it first. Before I did anything, I sat down, well, I took a shower, that was my kickoff, and I would just listen to God's word. Well, it kind of helped me, you know, I'm driving a pump truck, people cutting you off, and you would want to say some things to them, you know, but, you know, you've got God's word, you know, it's been embedded in you, and when you do that, it changes your perspective, everything that you do on life, you know, and it makes a big difference in your life. And people don't realize that when you put God first, everything else falls into place. And, you know, not only the blessing that I got to know people that I would never have known, I got to know Brother Mike better. And it was just truly a blessing. So I think that you guys need to participate, because even if you don't want to, you're going to enjoy it. And it's going to make a, you know, a real big difference in your life. And it's a little different, you know, listening some people on the phone, you know, different things, but you know, it's a different aspect. And we need to do that, you know, just to have the blessings that God can bestow on you. Because if you don't put yourself out there, you're never going to get the blessings. So, thank you.
He's going to stay for moral support. So Harry and I were one of the only, we're the only couple to do the plan together, and we had a good time. I was a little bit more encouraged to be a participant. I was actually excited about it. I, like Tiffany, knew I was going to get chosen, and unlike Tiffany, I was hoping to get chosen. I was like, you know, because I really wanted to do this, and I was excited until I got chosen. And then, all right, Janelle, what's your plan? Well, I thought I had a plan. About a week in, yeah, that's not my plan anymore, because the car ride into San Antonio was a lot different than the car ride out of San Antonio. So my trigger was get up in the morning, get in the car, drop the kids off, and let's turn something on to listen to. Well, everyone else is in the same hurry that you're in the morning, so that was not exactly the right time. And then I didn't have time to reflect, just like Mac. I didn't have time to reflect at work, because I had to hurry up and engage, and I can't eat as many chocolate bars as Mac can. So I had to find another reward as well. So I changed my plan twice through the program, and it worked. I found what worked for me, and it was on the ride home. But my reward was going outside away from the family to reflect. That was my reward. I got to go check the chickens, and I got to go outside and check the garden. It gave me time away to reflect, not have to run in, fix dinner, do all the things of the family. I got a little time away, whether that was the checking the chickens or getting to take a nice long bath. Just mom, just me. That sounds wrong. So I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I still listen. It's one of those things. I don't do it 7 days a week, but I still listen every day on the way home. It's one of those things that I don't need a reward anymore. Just listening is the reward. And just like Mac and they were saying, is like, you know, we learn different things. I grew up in the Catholic Church, just like Tiffany, and I knew all the stories. But man, it sure does make a big difference when you understand how the stories align and attach each other. And that's what the group meetings, I know only half of y'all signed up for the group meetings, but they make a big difference. They allow you to see that you're not the only one who's confused about things. It attaches you to people. It makes you understand, you know what, it's okay to be confused, because there's a lot of things that we don't know, and we need to learn from each other. And there's a lot of things I got from our other participants' viewpoints that I maybe never would have looked at. So I enjoyed it. I got to meet some really interesting people. We had a good time. And it's a habit now that I don't think I'll ever stop. So thank you for picking.
That's up to you.
Hello, I'm Stephen. This actually came at a good time in my life. I was actually searching for a way to grow in God and become closer to Him. And it allowed me to do that. I'm not a reader, and when I do read, I read fast. I don't get anything out of it, but listening to it actually helped me. And I still try to listen to it every day. And the group meetings are very important, I think. I think that all of y'all that haven't signed up for the group meetings should. We got a lot out of the group meetings that you don't get on the one-on-one thing. but I'm so glad that I got picked for this. And I normally don't win or get picked for anything good. So this was really good for me. And my wife was in it too, and she got a lot out of it too. She's just not a public speaker. So, but I do think that all of y'all should do it. And the pressure's not on y'all because the pastor's doctrine's not at stake like it was with us when we were going through it. So, but I do think that all of y'all should try and do it. And I got a lot out of it, and I still love to listen to the Bible. And I actually had the Bible Is app on my phone before we started this, and I had never used it. And like I said, I'm glad I got picked. And it's meant the world to me, and it's brought me closer to the Lord. And I pray that each and every one of y'all will try to do it. Because like I said, I'm not a reader, but I got a lot out of listening to the Bible, and I still do. So, thanks.
And then Joe, come on up here and let Joe Terry. He was a part of our plan too,
I think as I said and listened to the other stories, I think I'm a living proof that God's time measures everything and is involved, because I was part of this listening group before I lost half my hearing, so it worked out well. But I am going to have stories probably so much more like the others. In the application, I hated to admit to so many times that I wasn't reading the Bible like I thought I should or ought to, so all the way through, I said I got a pretty good chance I'm not doing things the way I should, and it worked out. But one of the things that did happen to me that was pretty incredible, I had a friend that I knew who had a relative, still does, that was having terrible health problems, and she said she wasn't sure how she should have that prayer, and she told that to me, and normally I wouldn't have considered to be somebody who might be able to have an answer or any answer at all, and probably before I would just want to let it go. But I think the Holy Spirit may have raised, hey, you're not the guy, but don't worry about it. I'm going to do it through you. So I called her back and gave her an opinion. And that was, I don't think you can do it wrong as long as you do it with God in mind and Christ and the Holy Spirit. And it went well. So the other thing was the driving. I listened to sports talk and conservative talk. That's a good place to do it. But I enjoyed it very much. Terry and I have enjoyed it together. I think it's something, she thinks it's something, we get a chance to have that conversation. And that's quite a blessing. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. Pauline, come on up.
I got to participate in the project. I have 8 children, so I wasn't sure how it was going to work out. And I was excited to be able to participate because I've always wanted to read the Bible through, but I never had the attention span for it. And so I thought, well, you know, we'll try this. I want to create a new habit. I've done Bible studies by myself for years as I've been having babies every other year, and I can't always participate in ladies' groups. And so I had gotten down, you know, I've gotten down pat reading a book and answering questions, but I wanted to read the Bible through. That's something I had never done. And so I was excited. I participated in the project. I bombed really hard the first 2 weeks. And we came into a group meeting, And I told Brother Mike, he said, well, how are y'all doing? And I said, not so great. I'm missing days. And he said, well, you know you're successful if you just listen for 1 minute a day. And I said, do what? And you know what? My world changed from that moment on. Because you are successful. If you turn it on, if you spend 1 minute of dedicated time a day with the Lord, your life has changed. And that's what I learned. And here I am now, almost a full year later, and I'll be finishing the Bible in 2 weeks. I have listened all the way through. And what I've learned is we all have different styles of the way that we spend time with our Father God, and through the years it changes. And don't be afraid to change and to try new things. And if anybody's grumbling about having to listen, I know it's different, but trust me, it's a good different. So please participate, reflect. That one was a hard one for me, pausing to reflect. Again, I changed my plan. I can't even tell you how many times throughout that 40 days as I said, well, that's not working. But now I've got it down. I get up at 5 in the morning every morning, and I have a hard time turning it off because I don't want to get my kids up because I'm alone with the Lord. And it's even better than being alone with your best friend and having that phone call when you get to unload and vent. For me to be up at 5 a.m., sometimes 4, because I go to school part-time too. So it just kind of depends on what my schedule looks like. But I have a hard time turning that Bible.is app off and getting on with my regular day. Well, when I did Bible studies before, it was easy for me to go, ugh, I have a day's worth of work. Rush through it. I'm done. Moving on. This is different. Hearing the Lord speak, it's amazing, and it's life-altering. So anyway, I wish, you know, blessings on all of you. And be courageous and be very, very, very patient with yourself as you figure out what works. Because I'm a year in, and now I'm doing 45 minutes, sometimes an hour and a half a day. It depends. The Lord knows what I need. So anyway, I'm looking forward to getting to interact with everybody and seeing how it goes. Thank you.
So as we close, and all of them were very modest. They listened much more than they told you they did, but they all set a goal. The minimum goal was to listen for 1 minute a day. So we all want you to check that box in that goal sheet in your journal. And then also to go further, if you would like to say, well, I could listen for 1 minute, but I'm going to try 20 minutes. Or I want to try 28 minutes a day. And my goal is also to try to get through the entire New Testament in 40 days, which is 28 minutes. So if you haven't gone to the questionnaire, do that for us. On the website link under ministries, 40daysoflistening.org will give you the electronic journal. If you want the paper journal, they'll be in the back in the foyer. Also, stay after the service today. If you need help with your smartphone or you need help with your desktop or a laptop for us to show you how to do that. And or you can come by the office tomorrow as well, and someone there will help you as you get started. So we want everybody to get started. So right now, we're going to close in prayer, have our invitation, and this would be a good time for you to make a commitment to the Lord about listening to God's Word during these next few days. So let me just give you a minute to do that. While everyone's praying about their commitment, maybe someone here today needs to make a decision for the Lord in a public way, so you could just stand up and come forward while everyone else is praying, and I'll just wait a minute or two.